Well, hey. What's up, everybody? Happy New Year's Eve. I know you was probably thinking, Veronica, it's not even going to come on today. She's not even going to come on today. We're just going to have straight music flow. Oh, no, boo. Hello, kings and queens. And let me go ahead and say and mention this group early. And season saints, today is the last day of the year. I don't care where you at. Can we please, all together now, throw your head back and say and give God a praise for taking you through the entire year? Listen, in a pandemic. Can we say glory to God, hallelujah, for being in the land of the living? And can I get everybody by shake, can I by shine? Happy New Year's Eve, everybody, to the entire Soar Radio family and all the personalities throwing out amazing content on your show. Shout out to you and to the listeners. This is a blessed radio station. This land is blessed. It's an international radio station. And listen, I am just excited to see what God is going to do going forward. So I know y'all like, okay, who this be? You must be new. Hey, everybody. I am your host, the creator of the Lady Boss Show. I told you before, when you hear this voice, you know what time it is. It's the midday music flow, the midday cutting up, the midday whatever you want to call it. I do understand I'm not for everybody because the Bible says, you know, woe unto that man if everybody speaks good of you. So, okay, turn the page. So listen, welcome to the Lady Ball Show. I'm just excited. Like, I can't believe that I get this year just flew by. Is it just me or the days and the weeks and the months just in a hurry? And here I am moving slow and I'm like, darn, look at the clock. And then next thing you know, it's 2 hours later. What is really going on in the atmosphere? So, of course, I'm going to play some gospel music. You know that. But before I do, let me go ahead and mention, we're seeing record number of cases, of positive COVID cases. I know you have y'all heard. This Delta is in competition with its newest cousin, okay? They're all part of the COVID-19 family, but this particular more contagious variant is really taking the United States by storm, which I'm glad I still wear my mask. We're getting a record number of breakthrough cases with those who are vaccinated and booster vaxxed. Okay, so people, let me just go ahead and squash. If you're vaccinated and they still coming up positive because they still, you can breathe it in their nostrils. But we know the vaccine helps to make the symptoms and the after effect of being infected more mild, where you don't end up on a ventilator and take up so much space in the hospitals where the nurses and doctors is on the brink of panicking. That's the difference. I'm fully vaccinated, but I haven't gotten the booster yet. Listen, I am waiting to get the booster because that booster is doing something to folk. Not now, I'm not spreading negative or false news. Okay, my mother got the booster and she didn't feel good for 24 hours. My sister's a RN, she got the booster. She said for a couple of hours it kind of took her down, but she bounced back. Ain't no telling what the boost may do to this one, right? Chip. Chad, it may cut my engine off all together. You ain't turning my engine off. Wait me. You can't slow me up. Have me feeling all kinds of anal way. I gotta keep going in Jesus' name. So listen, I'm not against getting vaccinated or the boost. Obviously, if I'm fully vaxxed. Hey, to the fully vaxxed community. But with the way this thing is flying around up in this country, it's amazing. I even wrote about it. I did. I'm on, if you don't know anything about it, Newsbreak. go to Newsbreak, go on Safari, go to your web browser, search Newsbreak. You can even search for that. You can download the app. It's an amazing news platform. All the major, I'm going to say it again, all the major media outlets up here, and especially someone like me who's a content creator, who's a contributor, who's an entertainment lifestyle journalist as well. Yes, I am. But so I am one of the creators, one of the journalists up there, and I have written stories. All you got to do is go to Veronica. When you go to search, you search my name. Go to Veronica Charnel. It's with a C, like a cat, not an S. Thank you. Veronica Charnel Media, and you'll find my name. And you see all the articles that I have written about the stimulus check, which was like the response I got from that. Whoa, honey. Season Saints, I gotta give a praise report real quick to the entire household and Anna LaFaith. The Lord has done something to me, because some of those comments that, I guess they're Trump supporters, I don't know, according to their hashtag Trump2024, pretty much tell me you're a Trump supporter. The comments they were leaving, I didn't delete it, I didn't say anything bad. God has done something for me, and that's all I'm going to talk about. You can go up to Newsbreak and go to my profile and check the article that says, will the federal government approve another stimulus check? It will be marvelous, wouldn't it, if they did? And you can see the comments for yourself. And also recently, because of this, I don't know, how is it, Omicron? I nickname it Omani. Don't laugh at me. I have a tendency to give nicknames. I nickname stuff. I do. I have a name for everybody. I do. If you don't know it, tell God. I say that in a good way. I say in a good way. I give everybody cute little nicknames. So with this new variant, I call it Omani. And I know somebody out there to my Omani. I said I give the nickname. I got my little weight. I'm not a serious child of God. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a serious saint. I don't want to walk around here being holier than thou, because I'm not perfect. At the same time, I'm not the serious one. I'm sorry, no offense to the Jewish community, but I can't be a scribe and a Pharisee. They may not like my silliness. The reason why I call them out is because I see them as being serious, like, all the time, especially the ones in the biblical days that was mingling with Christ, okay? And we know they gave Christ a hard little time. We know that. Just read your Bible. Read your Bible. Read your Bible. So, I'm just saying, I want to talk a little bit about the Jews, because I was thinking, we read about the Jewish community, we preach on it, we teach on it. Can we incorporate the children of Israel a little bit more into stuff? I mean, really. But anyway, so I nicknamed it that Omani, because it looks strange to me when I see the pictures of it. And the fact that this thing is highly contagious, which can push the symptoms, can show up much quicker than Delta. I don't know why they just didn't name it Delta Plus Plus or something. But this thing, huh? Okay? In North Carolina, let me give you an example. In my state, North Carolina, just yesterday, guess what? There are long lines all over the state of North Carolina, people waiting to be tested. How do you wait like that to have that thing stuck up your nose? I mean, oh! And I don't see nobody waiting like that to get the vaccine. Darn, it got quiet. It got quiet, yeah. But they wait to get that thing up their nose. So in Wake County alone, there was no available testing appointment. You got to make an appointment. Honey, I'm talking about street calls on the news all down the street. Where is it how is it in your state, I should say, in your county, in your town? Because over here in North Carolina, we've seen 18,000, listen to me, 18,000 new COVID cases in one day. in one day. Now, let me tell you something. Once you think about it, those 18,000 was around other people before they got tested. And they probably didn't have a mask on. So we can see the train effect and the crash that's getting ready to take place. So the recent article I wrote about was, will the federal government consider shutting the country down? I've been thinking about it, so I wrote about it. And my article was up there on Newsbreak. You can check that out as well. And if you feel compelled to even follow me there. So I told you I've been a busy bee. I got different things going on. Work while it's good. And while God is giving you ideas, while God has enabled you to do what you do, work your gift and do your thing. I know I took up quite some time, a few minutes, because I miss talking. I miss talking on my radio show. I also incorporated, if you notice, a trending topic. Because, baby, that Omani, the nickname, but it's the new variant that's out. But I nickname it that and make that clear. Because I know this is a media outlet and make that clear. You name it whatever you want to call it. You call it whatever. Okay, I think they should have called it Delta Plus Plus. Whoever named this new variant, no name, nothing else. Not now, Mo. Okay, y'all, let's get into the music.